Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Cycling drop-off. You may know it at Summit Boulevard. It has been really an operational and expensive pain for us, given the fact that it's 85-90% contaminated because it's unassisted. So people are dropping off things that they shouldn't be dropping off in the middle of the night. We're picking up about four times a week, up to six times per week at the holiday season. We're going to save about 90% costs. Instead of about $250,000 a year, it only costs us about $30,000 a year to run it from 100 West Leonard Street at our sanitation office.
Whenever I come back from vacation, I never know for sure what has not been covered, but I know the mayor, both in his weekly press conference last week and also in his minute with the mayor, talked about this, the shift from, remember the whole drama around, you know, the recycling hokey pokey of the city's in, the city's out, this facility will or won't, all that kind of stuff. The solution for a while to not having curbside recycling was to have, you know, Summit as a place where you could drop it off. And you remember how people were throwing all kinds of crap in there, and then they put up cameras, and then they built these like specialized containers, dumpsters that you could only put cardboard in because the slot was very small. It was like a giant envelope slot at the post office, and you know, all that stuff. Anyway, in the end, none of that really worked. We have a massive contamination rate. And I know for those of you who understand these things, this is repetitive, but for those of you who don't, I may not be hearing this the first time. It's okay. Contamination is not when you throw out the ragu jar that's plastic and it's got ragu bits around the lip. That's not contamination. Contamination is when you throw out the ragu jar along with, for example, the styrofoam container that does not get recycled because you cannot recycle styrofoam at this particular facility. Or your garden hose or your tire or your computer, like stuff that doesn't recycle. That's contamination. It's stuff that can only go to the landfill or to the hazardous materials waste, but it winds up in the recycling bin. Anyway, at Summit, right by the fire station, basically, well, I mean, a few hundred feet away, you have a drop-off facility that's been there for years from, like, God, it was from Mayor Robinson's term. It was maybe pre-COVID even, I forget. But, you know, that's been operating for a long time. The problem is that when you put stuff there, it just goes to the dump. Because it's too high a contamination rate of unrecyclables that it's not even being recycled. And it's costing us, you know, $250,000 a year. So the mayor says, well, screw that. Let's do it differently. Let's take it to Leonard Street. Then we can have control of the site because it's staffed behind a wall and a door. And you can make sure that it's only good recycling. That means people who want to recycle are going out of their way to do it. Good, gets it done. Also, the contamination rate will be low, which means it gets it done. We're not spending $250,000. We're spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a year. This is a win-win-win all around.
We'll be open from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So you'll be able to drop your stuff off there just like you do at Summit, but it'll be open during those hours and help save the taxpayer not only a lot of money, but you'll have some help there, open the gates, allow you to come in and drop off your recyclables and make sure that the recyclables that you are dropping off are actually being recycled. Right now, that's not happening at Summit.
Exactly. So we're going to accomplish the end goal. We're going to get recycling done. I mean, even if it's a lower volume because people who would otherwise bring their trash aren't going to come because it's trash. So, but it's going to be the actual recycling that would otherwise have been brought to Summit is going to come, and it's going to be actual recycling, and it's going to cost less. So this is all wins. 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. If I remember correctly, I'm working on memory, Saturday and Wednesday are non-driving days for Pensacola Trash, Pensacola Solid Waste, whatever they, you know, everybody uses these euphemisms. I think those are maintenance days for the fleet. That's why typically when you have like a Monday that's a holiday, they push back to, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday because Wednesday is an open day, if I remember correctly. Anyway, this is not going to start right away, but it will start in about a month.
We're giving you kind of a heads up here for the month of April. The first week of May is when the new location for recycling drop-off will begin at Leonard Street. So you got another 30 days or so at Summit, but just wanted to give you a heads up in advance.
There you go. 437-1620. Did this happen on Friday? I don't know if the announcement had come out on Friday. Did the NAS Pensacola changes happen? It was late Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't come out till later on.
So, big changes for base access. No weekdays for civilians. Weekends only. Saturday and Sunday. Weekends only. No weekdays. You want to take a stab at why? John, this is the, if you don't know the answer, it's going to make you look bad, but sorry. Oh, for those who are just tuning in, I've had an hour-ish, I mean half hour, maybe zero, I don't know. You know how you're in that state where you think you might have slept, but you're not quite sure? I may not have slept at all. Not on purpose. Just lay there in bed waiting for it all to happen. It didn't, which is rare for me because normally I'm so exhausted that I can sleep anywhere, like, you know, watching TV, doing work, cooking, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Not driving, usually, most of the time. I mean, a six-hour drive, I was fine yesterday, but anyway. So, John.
Yes.
Pop quiz Monday morning. Ready?
Ready.
Why are civilians not allowed on the base Monday through Friday?
Because we're in a war?
Nope. You know the answer. Blue. You absolutely know the answer. Okay. What do you tell people every 10 minutes?
Oh, traffic issues.
What's the traffic issue?
Front gate.
Because?
It's always backed up.
Because?
People trying to get in.
Which kind of people?
Civilians and DOD employees.
Military cardholders are getting in, but civilians are screwing the world up because the new rules for security say you have to go through the Visitor Control Center, the VCC. So it kind of like recycling. Contamination. The military people who need to get on base and or the contractors who need to get on base are being contaminated, time-wise, by the stream of dirty civilian. I mean, maybe I'm pushing the analogy too far. The point is, the civilians are mucking it all up, okay? And because the rule is that you have to go there first before you go to the back gate, which is a terrible system. We all know it's a terrible system. And you say, well, why don't they just put the VCC at the back gate? Staffing, money, facilities. And it's a Navy base. As much as we may not love to acknowledge it, their primary job is, you know, training warfighters. Not letting you play golf, go up in the lighthouse, and look at all the pretty toys. You know, that's the very condescending way to describe the museum. The job is to train warfighters. And that's job one. And if the resources do not allow them to get civilians on the base Monday through Friday in a reasonable, efficient military manner, then civilians don't go on the base. So that was their answer. As I actually was chatting with the PAO yesterday, Bruce Cummins, who's, you know, very dear friend and very good at his job. And I was like, so can I go on the radio and speculate, you know, with the Andrew McKay special explanation that we all know is the actual explanation? Or is there an official statement that you have about this? And, you know, he says, you know, Chandra Newman, Mama-san, captain, commanding officer of the base, we understand the inconvenience this may cause the thousands of individuals who visit the air station's areas of public interest each week. Our operational requirements, however, are priority, and we are committed to providing support to the commands, training the next generation of aviators, aviation maintenance technicians, and cyber warriors. Yeah, that's it. Amen. And though I know it's annoying and disappointing and frustrating, and I know you want to, like, come up with your, you know, Monday morning quarterback of how they could do it differently, Can I assure you of two things? Actually, John, let's get a traffic. Do you have waited so long now, but let's go to traffic on the 8s. I'm back from vacation. I'm already behind. Go ahead. What do you got?
It's fine. No no accidents or even any issues to let you know about. Everything is still flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Very good. All right. So let me assure you of two things. Thing number one, trust me when I say, if there were a way to make it all happen, they would. I mean, you know, they know this sucks for you. This sucks for them. They like to have the civilians go into the stuff. They're not banning access. You can go on the weekend. Yeah, we got Blue Angels practices coming. There might be a beach buzz today, by the way. 2 to 5. Waiting on more information from Blue Angels Air Show News, which they have said that they have been told that it is not as much a threat anymore to announce Blue Angels movement. So they are back to announcing. So they say there's going to be a beach buzz today between 2 and 5, maybe. Fingers crossed. We'll see. But, okay, so obviously they know this is bad. They know that you don't like this. They want you on the base. Listen, the museum, wants you on the base for the money. They want your attendance, but they want your money. Okay? The Lighthouse wants your attendance and they want your money. I mean, you know, they want it. And the base wants it. So if it's not happening, there are reasons. So trust that the motive is not the issue. And the obvious solution that you and your buddies cooked up is probably not a solution that you would think of. So I'm going to defend the base on this. Second, mission over visitation. And you know that. I know it's inconvenient. We all know that. Okay? And the third thing is, remember, it could always be worse. Also, not a very reassuring thing to say, but do you remember when nobody could go on the base for several years? Except for under very certain circumstances. Remember all that? Remember when nobody was going to the Lighthouse and nobody was going to the museum? It's not that. It's just Saturday and Sunday. 2 out of 7 is not 7 out of 7, but it's not 0 out of 7. Can I get an amen? So I know. They know. We all know. But job one, do job one. Second, it's 2, not 0. And 3, if there were a solution, they would have found it. We would have figured it out. And look, I understand all the counterarguments. I know it. 437-1620, 437-1620. When somebody texted in, well, apparently the 700 cars that are in front of me in line at the main gate have not gotten the notice yet. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, this will not help for today, but remember the message board that's going to be at Gulf Beach Highway and Navy, or Warrior Sacrifice Way, as you may prefer to start calling it. That message board would contain this information, but obviously that has not been built yet. So I know. And the message board at the back gate is not the one they need to see because it doesn't really help. And I know tourism dollars and, you know, I know. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you need to get a roof replaced or repaired or inspected, you know, just to find it, because you're not, I mean, they don't really do inspections, but they will obviously come and look at it because that is what they do for a living. Quality Roofing Solutions is there for you. Brian Ward, since 2006, 10,000 roofs later, with a 4.9 rating on Google. That's amazing. I mean, that's really amazing. As a number, that's amazing. And, you know, they're here for you. They're here to be normal people. They're here to, they know you don't like contractors. The contractors have a bad name that everybody's worried about getting ripped off or scammed or overcharged or whatever. I'll give you just one story about how they work on cost control. They have these, so they have a warehouse here, which they built after Sally because they realized, hey, it's good to have a warehouse. And then between the warehouse and the job site, what would normally happen is you'd have like some dudes working on the house, working on the roof, and he runs out of shingles, whatever. And then so what does he have to do? Well, somebody has to drive back to the warehouse, get the shingles, go back to the job site. No, they say. We have enough teams out there operating. We will create a distribution network for our teams. We'll have these little vans, you know, little passenger vans, basically, you know, work vans, plumber vans, that run around with equipment, supplies, like mini warehouses. And then we scan in and out with a barcode every single thing that goes on or comes back from the job site. So we have exact cost and we keep costs down. And also we keep guys on the job, which means that they're not losing time and getting paid for it. Little things, but that's part of their operation. And talking to you like you're a normal person, which they know. You're not an expert in this stuff, so they'll help you figure it all out. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
From this day forth, all the toilets in this kingdom shall be known as John's.
Good morning, 625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, I was just reading a bunch of texts, and I saw one that I wanted to comment on, and then, you know, I got to listen to the music, and I forgot about where did it go? Somebody has said, you know, with the need for messaging, seems like maybe we could spend some of that tourism development tax, that TDT money, on the digital signboards. Right! Now, there's no time like yesterday, right? So 625 on News Radio 92.3. Can we put David on? I'll get to him in just a second. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Iran is retaliating after Israel killed its top security official. Israel Tuesday said it killed Ali Largiani, one of Iran's most powerful figures, in an overnight attack. Iran has retaliated by launching missiles at Israel and also launched explosive drones at the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. No U.S. casualties have been reported after that attack. The Fed is set to announce its second interest rate decision of the year. Today's announcement comes at the end of a two-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. The central bank is expected to leave interest rates unchanged for the time being. Heat records are expected to fall across the Southwest this week as a massive heat dome has sent temperatures soaring. Los Angeles could break daily heat records through the end of the week, and Las Vegas experiencing some record-setting temperatures through Saturday as well.
I mean, when you're already at, you know, 100 or 110 or whatever Vegas is normally in March, late March. I lived in Phoenix, you know.
It was 106. In Phoenix.
It's early to be
in
over
March.
100.
It oh, I know. That's what 100. I told myself.
Yeah. I only know because I endured it for 7 years. 6 years and 8 months. Ask me how I know the exact time. David, thanks so much. I used to get angry at Phoenix for existing. Because it should not exist. Nobody should live like that. I used to be angry because I had a great job there, great church and friends and all that. But, oh, that place. Second best thing I ever saw in my rearview mirror. Cheyenne, Wyoming was the other one. Not because Cheyenne was bad, but because I worked 70 to 80 hours a week selling books there one summer. That was first. Ooh. Seeing Phoenix in the rearview was second best. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic a little bit late. But he was taking a phone call. It's this time it's not my fault.
Yes, this time. All right, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about, but again, we're dealing with the traffic issue. Traffic is backed up on, let's see here, all the way to Gulf Beach Highway, trying to get into the main gates of NAS Pensacola. We just talked all about it, but traffic is still backing up. Like someone said, the 700 cars in front of me. So pack your patience, my friend. I know. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
But if there's a silver lining, and I know
you get more
it's not much of a silver lining, but right. I mean, on a Monday morning when you're just super eager to get back to work right away, you know, if you're late, at least you're late. Listen to me. So
why not?
I know it's,
we get more Andrew.
It's like, remember when the bridge was out? And I know it's a painful thing to remember, but we would every once in a while get texted to say, you know, my 20 minute commute is now an hour and 40 minutes, but at least
I get more Andrew.
I'm like, yeah, well, that's my tiny little slice of service that I can offer to you at these times of pain and suffering. I think today is the day when the road is going to change out to Pensacola Beach. The northbound lane is going to be closed during the day, like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm I'm doing this from memory, so let me see. Pensacola. I'm looking inside my document. Wants to shoot me to the Airbnb story, which I don't want to talk about that again just yet. we'll get there. Let's see. Yeah, beginning Monday, March 23rd, northbound inside. So that's left lane if you're going northbound. Crews are going to be doing work on the gantry system to replace the toll plaza. So, and the southbound is not going to be affected. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. God, I got all this right on memory. That's amazing. Monday through Friday is expected to be completed by Friday, April 3rd. So we got 2 weeks of this. There's no northbound rush. Not real. I mean, most of the time, hot Saturday at 4 o'clock, anyway. 437, so just be aware of that. Just kind of don't let it surprise you too much. 437-1620. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about real briefly? That's just kind of funny. Did you see the story about the guy who was driving a truck on I-4 in Florida, and he got pulled over by the bomb squad?
The bomb squad?
Because he had a Sidewinder missile. I think it was actually a Sparrow, but whatever. He had a Sparrow replica. And they thought somebody called it in. Some Karen called in the fake Sparrow missile for a bomb threat.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Pop. A stunning reversal from President Trump.
President Trump taking to Truth Social, not only to say there are very good and productive conversations taking place between the United States and Iran, but he goes on to say he's ordered the Department of War to postpone for at least 5 days strikes against Iran's energy and power infrastructure.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Israel. The financial market surging. Dow futures up more than 1,000 points. The price of oil dropping dramatically. A deadly collision at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. An Air Canada flight landing, smashing into a fire truck on the runway. Port Authority Commissioner Catherine Garcia.
Sadly, the two pilots are confirmed deceased, and notifications are being made by Air Canada's care team at this time.
Scores are injured, some severely. The airport is closed until 2 p.m. Eastern. This is a Fox News Alert.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 62 degrees, clear skies right now. We'll get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us in just a few minutes. Pensacola Expo over the weekend gave residents tools to plan for their futures. More than 200 people attended, 40 vendors participated, offering resources for mental health, housing, jobs, and financial literacy.
Just to make their life a little bit much easier, to get their life on the path that they want to be, to build their future.
And organizers say they hope to make that event a regular part of the community calendar. It was the Your Community Expo, which grew out of family conversations originally about building a better future. Well, a bronze statue honoring late Pensacola philanthropist Louis Baer Jr. was unveiled last week at the Pensacola Museum of Art.
Baer, who passed away in March of 2023 at the age of 82, served as longtime president and CEO of the Louis Baer Company and was a major force in the region's economic and civic life. He served as chairman of the Pensacola Museum of Art's board for many years, and the life-size sculpture will greet visitors at the museum's Main Street entrance. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Austin. Well, NAS Pensacola is closed to public visitation today. The installation last week announcing that the National Naval Aviation Museum and the Pensacola Lighthouse are now accessible only on Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now, the base will be closed to the public Monday through Friday until further notice. Visitors that want to go next weekend will have to check in at the Visitor Control Center at the main gate on Navy Boulevard and then proceed to the West Gate on Blue Angel Parkway. A 23-year-old Bruton woman has died after an ATV crash in Jay on Saturday. FHP says a side-by-side ATV drifted off the road on Lakefield Lane. The driver overcorrected, causing the side-by-side to overturn. The 23-year-old was ejected and died at the scene. Four others were injured, including a 2-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy. Both suffered minor injuries. FHP Traffic Homicide is investigating. Pensacola tourism officials say that tourism is outpacing last year's numbers, with the TDT tax collections up more than 23% for January and February compared to the same period last year. Visit Pensacola says occupancy has been up throughout the winter. They credit good weather, strong marketing, and the recent Condé Nast designation, naming Pensacola the number one beach in the United States. Senator Rick Scott is calling out the Biden administration after an undocumented Venezuelan national was arrested for killing an American college student in Chicago. DHS says that suspect was caught and released at the border in 2023. Scott posting on X that the chaos has to stop, and he says the American people have had enough. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it's 64 and clear skies. And let's check in with John Pickens, get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Culver's. Lent is here. Enjoy shrimp or fish dinners or sandwiches. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, Milton, and coming soon to Pine Forest. That's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. Still rolling accident-free, but not delay-free if you're trying to get onto the front gate at NAS Pensacola. There's traffic is backed up way past Gulf Beach Highway, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures this afternoon near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Tuesday, sunny skies, high near 79. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Going into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 77. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Clear skies right now, 64 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 61 reported in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately higher this morning as investors weighed the prospect of further escalation after President Trump's ultimatum demanding Tehran reopen the Strait of Hormuz or face strikes on its energy infrastructure. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $98.59 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $112.81 per barrel. Yields on 10-year Treasury bonds rose to their highest level since last year after a drastic repricing of Fed rate cut expectations last week. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield was up by more than 4 basis points. 4.435%, its highest in 7 months. Gold, silver, and platinum resumed their recent sell-off this morning, falling sharply as investors continue to retreat from precious metals as a safe haven trade amid the ongoing war in Iran. The price of spot gold was last seen at 7.8% lower at roughly $4,100. Futures are moderately lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 443. The NASDAQ also down 443. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time.
Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Ah. Japan and U.S. are very good friends. But one question. Why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran? So we are very confused about we Japanese citizens.
Well, one thing, you don't want to signal too much. You know, when we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise.
I know Bobby mentioned this story on Friday, but you know me, I always like to play the clip, okay? So President Trump gets asked in this kind of sudden meeting with the Japanese, prime minister, where, you know, a Japanese reporter, which is normal, right? Their pool travels with their people and asks questions. And, you know, that's why when you do the like joint press conference, this was a sit down. This wasn't a press conference, but they do a little bit of, you know, Q&A. And, you know, their people travel with them and ask questions. And that's why you sometimes get thick accents, because this is a Japanese reporter asking the question. So you launched this surprise war against Iran. Why didn't you tell us we're your allies? We like you. Why didn't you, you know, clue us in? And Trump says, well, we went in very hard, you know, because, you know, we were very successful because, you know, we wanted it to be a surprise. Now, that's not the part of the, like, interaction that's been played a lot. But what's my rule, John? You always got to have context.
Yes, very much so.
There's always more to the clip, you know. And
the other part of the story.
You got to... And even the reporting on something that Trump says is often, you know, let's just say uncharitable. Now, you know me, I am willing to be uncharitable, but I also am obligated to be as charitable as I can too. And to be fair, to be honest, right? So, you know me, no problem criticizing, no problem praising. That's where you should be as a, you know, a journalist, for goodness sakes. Okay, so answer to the question, why didn't you tell us in advance? Well, you know, we wanted a surprise and we wanted to do what we did, which is be super successful against them when they didn't know we were coming. Part two.
We didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right? You know, he's asking me, do you believe in surprise? I think much more so than us. And we had to surprise him, and we did. And because of that surprise, we knocked out, the first 2 days, we probably knocked out 50% of what we, and much more than we anticipated doing. So if I go and tell everybody about it, there's no longer a surprise, right?
The way I saw this reported was Trump tries to make Pearl Harbor joke lands flat. That is not quite fully accurate. Listen to it again. Okay, listen to it again, and listen to the first reaction when he doesn't say the words Pearl Harbor.
And we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay, why didn't you?
People are laughing because they get the joke. Everybody knows it's the Pearl Harbor joke. They're laughing because it's funny. Well, Andrew, you don't, stuff like that's not funny. I understand for some people, but I think for a lot of people who are old enough, and there are not that many left, but for, they probably thought this was hilarious. The president of the United States is roasting the Japanese prime minister real quick-like over something that happened 80 years ago. You know, like the year before he was born, I guess like 5 years. I had to do the math backwards from, not from 45, but from, you know, 41. It's fine. And they all know it's fine because they all laughed. The first reaction is laughter. It was when the Japanese prime minister had her pearl clutch moment, their sucking in her breath moment. She's the one who, you can kind of hear it. That's when the room was like, oh, no.
Then you tell me about Pearl Harbor, okay? Right?
That's when it got silent. But, I mean, I laughed. Well, you don't know how serious it is. Yeah, I do. I mean, I was born 30 years after Pearl Harbor. It's one of, like, ingrained in my brain to think about that day. Never forget Pearl Harbor. Just like never forget 9/11. I'm sorry. The joke is funny. Why didn't you let us know? Because surprise works. Japan. You know, of all countries, you should understand this.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought it was kind of funny. You didn't tell me. I mean, he wasn't alive yet. But, you know, and he wasn't present. But anyway, so, well, Andrew, that's just not how statesmanship is. Do you think I give Trump a pass for his crazy, dumb things that he... No. This is why, like, some of you love this show because I'm willing to be wherever the evidence leads, you know. But some of you, like... You love Trump, so you can't stand it when I criticize him. And some of you hate Trump, so you can't stand it when I give him a pass or say he does something right. You've got to be willing to give people their due, and you've got to be willing to give people their due, positive and negative. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, but not delay-free. If you were trying to get in the front gate of NAS Pensacola, again, it's backed up way past Gulf Beach Highway. So be aware of that. But I-10, I-110, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Chuck Norris passed away.
Oh, I know.
I know we know the jokes. But isn't there like a small part of you that it actually kind of bought into the mythos of he can't die? He's Chuck Norris.
Exactly.
Death runs from him, right? You know, right? Death has the fear of Chuck Norris, right? You know, like that's, how could that be true? Okay, so 437-1620. Here's what I want you to share with me, and we might do this again for the frivolous topic. I haven't decided for sure, but what's your best Chuck Norris line? What's your best Chuck Norris joke? I'm going to read you a few just because I feel like it. Because this is how I'm going to honor the man. Because, you know, great servant, veteran, Christian, conveyor of morality, other than when he was the bad guy in that, you know, early movie with Bruce Lee. And he was the bad guy in that movie for sure. And he was only in 50 movies. I was surprised. He's only got like 59 acting credits, and that includes a lot of commercials. He wasn't in that many movies. He was in Walker, Texas Ranger for 400 years. You know?
Like, well, yeah, that's true.
Who was, you might remember this, John, who was the late night host? Was it Conan who used to do the Walker, Texas Ranger clips all the time? Was it Craig Kilborn?
I don't remember.
I could not remember. It wasn't Letterman, right? I couldn't remember who. I thought it was maybe Conan, but I wasn't sure. Anyway, so if you've got a favorite, let me know. 437-1620. I'm going to read a few of them because, I love the Chuck Norris lines. They're fantastic. Chuck Norris appeared in Street Fighter II video game, but was removed by beta testers because every button caused him to do a roundhouse kick. When asked about this glitch, Chuck Norris replied, "That's no glitch."
Yeah, you're right.
Since 1940, the year Chuck Norris was born, roundhouse kick-related deaths have increased 13,000%. Chuck Norris once roundhouse kicked a coal mine and turned it into a diamond mine. Chuck Norris doesn't strike gold. Gold is the byproduct of Chuck Norris roundhouse kicking rocks. Chuck Norris uses pepper spray to season his meat. Chuck Norris is able to slam a revolving door. Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball. They're so absurd. That's what makes them so great. Chuck Norris won an arm wrestling tournament with both arms tied behind his back. When Chuck Norris lifts weights, the weights get in shape. If Chuck Norris were to travel to an alternate dimension, where there was another Chuck Norris and they both fought each other, they would both win. 437-1620. All right, a couple of texts in here before we take a quick break. Somebody says the Pearl Harbor comment was funny, but truthful. You don't announce attacks because the enemy will get a heads up. Right. I mean, exactly. He's not just making a joke, but he's also answering the question. So, you know, somebody else says I laughed my, well, you know, that part off. Let's see. Chuck Norris is the only man on earth that can gargle peanut butter. I love it. Let's see. Oh, it was Conan. Somebody confirmed. Okay. Rumor has it Chuck Norris actually died 20 years ago and death just finally built up enough courage to tell him. Good one. Chuck Norris. Oh, same one. Everyone is afraid to tell him. Yeah, definitely he'll be missed. Chuck Norris ate Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
My goodness.
Chuck, these are all from the audience. That's what I love. This is why I did this, because I knew you guys would come up with good ones. Let's see. Somebody says Chuck Norris ties his shoelaces with his feet. I'm sorry, you're killing me. This is great. Chuck Norris is the only pilot known to land on runway 37. Oh, nice. Well done. Chuck Norris didn't die. He outran life. Oh, I love it. Let me give you a couple more off my list. Those are great. This is going to be fun when we do it later. So be prepared. At the 8:35 when we do our frivolous topic, we're going to do this. This is fun. When the boogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris. The flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year. Chuck Norris is the reason that Wally's always hiding. When Chuck Norris plays dodgeball, the balls dodge him. Freddy Krueger has nightmares about Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he needs. Chuck Norris makes onions cry. Ghosts tell Chuck Norris stories around the campfire. Chuck Norris doesn't negotiate with terrorists. The terrorists negotiate with Chuck Norris. When Chuck Norris looked into the abyss looked the other way. Chuck Norris once made a Happy Meal cry. Aliens are real. They're just hiding from Chuck Norris. 437-1620. Oh, this is somebody. I had this on my list, but somebody shared it at 437-1620. My favorite Chuck Norris saying is from The Expendables. A Chuck Norris bit, sorry, a cobra bit Chuck Norris, and five agonizing days later, the cobra died.
You already know Squeegee Squad for spotless windows and powerful pressure washing, but this spring it's time to let the sunshine in. Squeegee Squad makes your windows crystal clear and your home shine again. And hey, put down the ladder. Their licensed insured pros handle the windows, the pressure washing, and the gutter cleaning so you don't have to. Residential or commercial. Windows, power washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Squeegee Squad does it all. Less grime, more shine. Call Squeegee Squad today and let your home sparkle this spring.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Tickets for the third annual Night at the Museum Gala are on sale now for Friday night, May 8th, featuring special guest speaker, Vice Admiral Jeffrey Caesar Cherico. Table sponsorships are $1,400 all in, and individual tickets are $175, but you can save 20% at checkout with the promo code EARLYBIRD. Get tickets and all things Pensacola Navy Days at PensacolaNavyDays.org. Spend an evening of fine dining under the planes and support Pensacola Navy Days. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ever hear something in the news and think, that can't be real? NPR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hey, he's headed right for the $5,000, isn't he? He got it!
Good morning, 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yes, I had a great vacation. We went cruising on Holland America. I went to Half Moon Key, which is a private island owned by Carnival, who owns Holland America, or vice versa, whatever. You know, it's like a just a little. It's weird because we went to there, went to Jamaica, went to Cozumel, went to Grand Cayman. You know, everybody's got different kinds of sand. The sand in the Bahamas is, at least this particular island, is like flour. And not in a good way. Like, it's hard to get flour off. You know, when you get flour all over your feet and so, like, get on. I think I'm still finding flour. And that was like a week ago. And, you know, Cozumel and Grand Cayman is very thick, coarse, you know, sand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to get off. It's not the most pleasant to walk on, but it's, you know, it's easier to scrape off or whatever. Did some great snorkeling. We just had a blast. Had a great time. I read no news the whole time. I had my phone was getting ships communications only, like, internally for what's the itinerary and what four meals am I eating tonight. I'm that guy. you know, you can order two of everything.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Anyways, we had a great time, but I didn't know anything. I came back to the world like, oh, man, I got to fill out a bracket, which I'm doing well. But anyway, 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. And let's see here. We're still seeing traffic backed up. If you're trying to get onto the front gate of NAS Pensacola, it's backed up past Gulf Beach Highway. Let's see
here.
What
do they do if they get on that front gate? Huh? Sorry, go on. Blame that one on the not even an hour of sleep. Go ahead.
Okay.
You said people are trying to get out of the front gate of NAS Pensacola, yeah, and I'm like, I don't, what are they? You go on. You go on.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
All right. Love you. I-10, I-110.
Miss me much.
Are all flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, by the way, you weren't here for it because you were out. I made PJ snort and be unable to continue his traffic report.
Really?
Yes. David, can you verify?
It happened. Yeah, it did.
He was laughing so hard he could not do the traffic report. It was my favorite moment of a long time. Anyway, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump will be in Memphis today to address the achievements of the Memphis Safe Task Force. That initiative was launched September last year, aimed at reducing crime there in Memphis through coordination between local, state, and federal agencies. The White House says since the launch of that task force, officers made more than 7,100 arrests. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today over whether states can count mail-in ballots that are postmarked by Election Day but arrive late. A ruling in that case is expected by the end of June. And Meta stock taking a big hit after the collapse of the metaverse last week. The Facebook parent company announced it would no longer be adding virtual reality experiences to the platform, marking a halt to the once ambitious project.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620. I have a kind of a war-related update that I find interesting. I cannot promise that you will find interesting, but I think you will. This is a trivia question of sorts, not real trivia, but John, I think you'll know this. Okay. We'll see. We got the F-35,
right?
That's the current most recent generation. We can't say next generation anymore because we're working on the next generation of next generation. We've got the F-22 Raptor, the best fighter jet ever made. And so obviously we stopped making them. Unbelievable. Anyway, you know, the F-18s, F-15s, mm-hmm. F-16s, Falcons, Eagles, Hornets, Super Hornets. And the F-18 Super Hornet and the F-18 Hornet are really not the same plane. They just look very similar, but they're really like two different planes. Okay, but there is a plane that the Army uses that was designed to kill tanks and has been trying to be retired for years and years and years and years. And I keep saying, don't. It's so valuable. It's cheap.
Valuable.
And now we're back to using them. The plane is the?
A-10.
The A-10, Warthog or Thunderbolt 2, depending on how you know it. The A-10 was a plane that was built to be, like, super durable. You fly in a titanium bathtub that protects you from the enemy fire. Everything is redundant. It can fly with half its wings, half its engine. I mean, it's got redundant fuel supplies. It's got hardened fuel tanks.
Amazing aircraft, yeah.
The plane, it's a gun that they built a plane around.
Yes.
They built this Gow-8, this, you know, 3,900 rounds per minute, 30-millimeter, 7-barrel cannon that is amazing. That sound is actually it hitting the ground and then it hitting your ears from the firing, because the plane's moving at such a pace in such a direction that the sound of it hitting the ground hits you before the sound from the bullets because of the pace of the bullets and the pace of the plane. Here's another example. That's real warfare. And you can hear it. It hits the ground before you even hear the bullets go.
Oh my God!
That's if it's flying at you. If it's flying, or flying, so you've got to think about which way that would work. I think that would be coming towards you from behind. Would work that way, or coming at you from the front. From the side, you hear it differently. But we're using it to destroy boats in the Strait of Hormuz. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for shooting Iranian fast boats. Do not retire this platform. It's cheap to operate. Local news.